I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Hello, guys. Welcome to episode number, I don't know, of the Frustrations Podcast. We should really start keeping track of our own episode numbers.
Yeah, should do just that preliminary research on episode number.
Just at least we don't get the name of our episode, the show wrong.
The podcast wrong.
Like, never have we logged into our recordings and gone, hey guys, welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience. Actually, we have said that once.
We have said that. Yeah. What is happening?
Fascinating. Nothing, bro. Just did nothing today.
You know what is the strangest thing about that question? Mm-hmm. What's happening? It becomes even more awkward when someone actually replies to their question, right?
Yeah. Like, if they have done something really fruitful with their day and you haven't.
Yeah, or they just give like some extra details about their life, which I didn't ask them for. I'd be like, dude, I shouldn't have asked you this question. Like, I asked this guy in some work-related call, okay, speaking to one of the vendors. Mm. I was like, hey, what's happening? And he was like, nothing, family is sick. Like, whoa. Oh, shit.
Oops. Now you have to listen to this extra information that you weren't prepared for today.
I don't care about a person that I didn't want to care about at all.
Correct. Yeah, I know. It's like how when somebody says what's up, you just reply with what's up. Nobody really cares what's up.
Yeah, or you just say nothing much, and then you just move on. Yeah.
Correct. That's how it is. Nobody cares, man. Nobody really wants to know about you.
No one really cares,
Yeah, that's how it is. If somebody cares, they'll call just to ask that question.
Caring about people is so much of an effort, dude. You have to make so much of an effort. You know, you have to ask 5 questions that you don't really want to ask them. And then you just have to make the small talk. And it's like, oh, why can't I just not care and just ask what I want to know from you, right?
Correct. It's like that before you ask for a favor, you have to do that whole chit-chat, no? Then that's much, how are things, long time.
Yeah. Yeah, but what... Yeah, I know. And then you have to do like, hey, how's the family? And then you have to ask them.
Yeah. Nowadays, you have to also ask, I hope you guys are safe. Like.
Yeah. You also have to ask them.
Do all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that though. I just directly ask them whatever I want. And then afterwards, I just say like, hey, so how's everything? And all of that.
Nice. You play it the other way around.
Yeah, because I don't want them to know that I care about them. I want them to know that I'm there for something. And then... Because of that, and now I do care about you.
Good. You mean business. Very good. Awesome. Have you ever been, but I'll jump into our pre-decided topic for today.
Yes.
That's how you start podcast, no? Not me.
Yeah, that's how I start podcast. So I said, like, as we discuss Krithath on our Excel sheet that we both share, we shall I'll take away all the fun and joy from doing a spontaneous comedy podcast.
Correct. But this podcast is damn spontaneous. Yeah. We decided the topic right now.
Yeah, right. I like what you're doing. We decided the topic right now because basically we were too lazy to think about anything, guys, to do for you guys today as a show.
But today, you know, I actually woke up with an agenda to be lazy because I've been working for the last 2.5 weeks without a break. Mm-hmm. So today was like my last submission of my last work was at 3 PM today. Mm-hmm. And after that, I have done nothing. Like, I actually worked out and all because I thought then I can like really be lazy till Tuesday.
Yeah. See, that's also why you work out.
Mm.
You work
correct,
out
so... you can give yourself an excuse. Like, hey, something I did not today.
Yeah. We spoke about this in the previous podcast, right? Like,
exactly.
So basically, the larger premise is that like, you know, all of us, even the people who work really hard in life, right? Most of us who work hard, I know some people work hard because they're really passionate about their work and all that. And correct. We call those people like, hey, you need to chill the fuck out also, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And be comfortable with silence. By the way, the people who constantly work, right, who are workaholics, they're the people who need some constant action. Like, even if they're doing the dishes, they need to listen to like a podcast.
Or even
if they're like driving, they need to listen to music. Same people, same cycles.
I know, they can't. Imagine if you just leave them in a, like... like a mountaintop or something, they won't be able to chill out. I think these are the people who play loud music while going on treks.
Exactly. Like, you see, like, the speaker that I got right now, right?
Yeah, it has the Bose clip. Ones.
No, it's a JBL, right?
Oh,
My friend gifted me this, right? Sorry, it's not Bose, right? But it's still okay.
But so it's not the boss, but it's okay.
Right. If it runs, we'll have to sing Bag Bag DK Bose. That poor joke Good is job. Brought to you by the effects of JBL. Lazy writing. But basically, the speaker that I have is called a clip, right? And it's designed specifically so that you can clip it on the belt slot on your pants. So if you're going on a trek, you can basically listen to music as well.
Okay. So this was designed to annoy people on the outdoors.
Exactly, yeah.
But what do you think is the difference between... Okay, this is the only thing that bothers me about the English language sometimes, okay? Mm-hmm. What is the difference between being lazy and procrastinating?
Oh, procrastination is a word invented by millennials to describe, to make laziness sound cool.
So, but it's the same thing only.
Fucking same thing.
Oh, then I've been lazy like a long time, dude. I thought I was procrastinating.
No, it's the same thing. But even I'm also a major procrastinator. Oh, you. And such small things, dude. And I regret it the same day.
Like, I think... I procrastinate in breaks. So I have this app on my phone called Digital Wellness, okay? Which is supposed to it has a thing called focus mode. So I can put on focus mode, it blocks all the distracting apps, whichever is there on the phone. But then if you want to use the app, you can unlock it on 10-minute windows and use it. So I can say, let me use for 10 minutes. And then I can use it. And then after that, I'm supposed to go back to work. But after 10 minutes, I'm like in the middle of an interesting read or something. So I'm like, wait, 10 more minutes. So basically, I've just been snoozing my app that wants me to stop procrastinating.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, I'm not even procrastinating with quality. Like there is one hindrance of that app stopping me every few minutes.
Yeah, you don't have that peace of mind while procrastinating.
Correct.
You know what?
That's the thing, man.
Yeah, it's sad, man. Like, I have the same thing. Like, I'll have, like, a bunch of work-related things. I'll be like, that's only going to take one maximum 20 minutes if I apply my mind. And then I'll be like, now let me watch, like, some documentary. I'm making me sound like an intellectual person, you see. A documentary. I didn't say, like, a random show on Netflix.
Yeah, right? That's okay. If you watch documentary, it's fine.
I don't watch. I'm just trying to cop out, right? Like today I was watching some useless stand-up. I mean, it was a great comedy show, but it was just comedy at the end of it. I was just laughing, right? I was just like, later I'll do when night, not how much focus I'll get, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, that is so
And then cool. I start doing it, I'll be like, oh, crap, there is more work. And then there is more work. And then there is more work. And then I work till 10 o'clock. And then I come back home. My mother will be like, why didn't you eat? Oh, too much of work. Oh, oh, oh. Nowadays in the lockdown, how we're working 10 hours and all, you.
Yeah, that is very true. Even I've been working like 15 hours.
Which means I know what you're up to.
Correct. Like every day I think to myself that by 7 o'clock I'll finish all my work so that I shut my screen and I don't look at it. You know, I have one of those, like people love romanticizing not being lazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll finish all our work at 7. After that, we can kick back and relax.
Yeah.
But that shit never happens. Like, I spend my whole afternoon, like, binge-watching some nonsense.
Yeah.
Which I just decided to watch one episode during lunch.
Yeah.
And then it just ends up becoming evening. And then the sun is setting. I'm like, shit, I didn't finish my work. So now I'm working till 11. Then my mom calls. And she's like, hey, are you done with work? I'm like, no, too much work today.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, man. They call us for dinner. I'll be like, why can't you understand how much of work is there? Come, we'll call later. You know what?
But today I planned my laziness very well.
So basically, it's a larger point that we're making, right? That we all try to work really hard, right?
Right.
And even the people who are so against laziness work really hard so that later they can be lazy.
Correct. That's the end goal. The end goal, basically, everybody wants to be lazy, right?
Yes, but I have a question for you over here.
But there is a negative connotation to the word lazy.
All right, I'll go for a negative connotation first.
Huh. That's the problem. See, I think being lazy is nothing but taking a break. Right? Like how when you go to a park, people are like, he's just lazing around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That means he's not doing something that they do regularly. But like because we use the word lazy to describe it like as a... like as a noun rather than as a verb. That's why it's so deep. People have to like rewind and listen to this again.
I had to Google what is a noun, what is a verb and all that.
Verb is describing action. Noun is describing the object.
Got you.
I just complicated it more, didn't I?
No, it made it simpler. Yeah.
So we refer to laziness as a noun rather than as a verb.
Right.
So we're like, hey, you are being lazy, like you're lazy.
Right.
When in reality, you're just being lazy, like you're just chilling.
This sounds very trippy, this podcast, dude. Very trippy.
Imagine recording this sober on a Saturday night, I'm still sounding so trippy.
Yeah. Yeah. At a certain point, when you start getting too philosophical in life, right? You do sound drunk, even if you're sober. Yeah. But actually, you make a lot of sense. Even drunk people make a lot of sense. But the problem is they're so stupid when they drunk. So you tend to just neglect all of that. You know what? Okay, so your thing about laziness is you're actually taking a break, right?
Yeah.
My thing of laziness is based on the great Doug Stanhope, his joke on addiction, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, there's no such thing as addiction, guys. There's only things that are more interesting than life, right?
That is so true.
Yeah, which is so funny because it's so true. And I think it's the same thing with laziness also, right?
Correct.
Like, you just be like, you know what? I want to sleep and not work, because sleep is so crazily awesome, right?
That's true.
Or that show you're watching on Netflix. So basically, you got to make a show that's so good that even the job that you're most passionate about, you're willing to snooze that to watch that show.
Exactly. That means somebody is able to win your attention over your job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. But then people who go on holidays.
Yeah.
That's basically like taking laziness break, right?
Yeah, you go on a holiday. Holidays are basically legal laziness and society accepted laziness.
Yeah. Yep, that is very true. That's very well put.
Yeah.
Socially acceptable laziness, where they like come to our hotel, do nothing. If you want, somebody will rub your back for 1 hour for $3,000.
And apply some oil and said, hey, sir, today you have a very appointment in the morning at 12. So make sure you're on time for what? So that we can apply 3 stones on your back and pour some oil on your head and rub your body while you go into a deep sleep.
Yeah, exactly. That is induced laziness.
That is induced laziness.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. That's what we look forward to. So which is proving my point even further.
Right.
Yeah, that but basically laziness is very like essential to humanity.
Yeah. And I also go ahead.
No, tell.
No, you first. All right. I was just going to be, just sit back and wait for you to make your point. That's how.
Smart, well played. But you were telling me something about the laziest crop in the world.
Yeah, I was just telling you before the podcast, I was doing some research related to work. And apparently sugarcane is known as a lazy man's crop. So because it takes very little effort to grow sugarcane. So that's what happens. So you just put in as little effort as possible and you grow sugarcane. But then see the end products of that laziness.
Correct. What a dichotomy.
Yeah.
like you get the sugarcane and then afterwards you have to buy like machinery to get the juice out of it. The most non-lazy way to extract it.
You know who I feel are the laziest people in the world? I feel the laziest people in the world are not like the regular folks who have genuine flaws in our character and are not like the A-listers. I think the laziest people in the world are people who are so talented and so skilled. Right? I think they're the laziest people in the world. Because they know they don't have to apply an effort. They don't have to work their ass off. They can watch like 5 Netflix documentaries before an exam and still get like 90.
Yeah, that is
those
true.
Motherfuckers like are the laziest people.
I know, right? I know what you mean. Like it's like being blessed with those obnoxiously good looks.
Yeah, those.
So you just
good
get
looking.
Laid all the time.
So good looking. Okay, so good looking people have the worst game, and nerds, like people who are not nerds, I should say, people who are naturally intelligent are the laziest human beings.
Oh yeah, that's actually such a good point. Good looking people have bad game.
Good looking people. I mean, it's not like I'm not the first person to make that point.
I was sadly. Just going to give you credit for your originality.
No, but it's true, right? Like, I think it's the same thing even in stand-up, right? Like, if we all were like insanely funny, we didn't have to do a podcast which is listened to by like how many people? 3 people, right?
We just
go and be really funny and get an amazing audience and be so lovable, right?
Correct.
And that the people will be like, you know what? I'll watch anything that you put up. Anything. You just need to put up shit.
Oh, man. So cool. Yeah, but what I'll give to be lazy, dude? What do you think is the laziest profession in the world?
Hmm. Being a watchman.
Hey, that was too easy.
What a cool job, dude.
That is too easy. That was also my answer.
Yeah. Yeah, but what is the second laziest? There has to be a second laziest job in the world. I'll tell you
uh-huh. The guy who opens the door at restaurants or the guy who, the lift man.
Okay. Right.
Like, those are like textbook lazy.
Yeah, but there should be some slight gap between boring and lazy. Right? Like boring jobs are also bad.
Yep. Any job can become a lazy job.
See, I think this is the most frustrating thing as human beings, right? We like lazy, but we don't like boring. And that's why we're so unhappy. Like,
that's what boring is. Boring is being lazy for too long.
Yeah.
Where you're just lazy for so long that you're like, okay, now just like give me something to do. I'm so tired.
Or it's like a laziness where you're not made, somehow just cannot make peace with that laziness. It's like, I could be doing so much better, but I'm here. So,
that is true.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, people who are self-aware and lazy are actually really happy in life.
I think they made really good decisions.
No?
In their life.
They just do the optimal amount of work.
They work very smart.
Yeah.
And also they've narrowed it down to like the few good things that they're really good at.
Correct. They won't chumma keep doing 200 things.
Yeah. So the people who are self-aware are lazy. Yeah, that's a good point. Right?
That is planned laziness.
You just have to be really self-aware of how lazy you are.
Yep. We've come up with a lot of philosophical stuff in this podcast.
No, like, but that's
laziness
also...
is a noun.
Yeah.
Holidays are legal laziness.
Yeah.
And self... what is the word we just found out?
Self-aware. And lazy people. Yeah.
Yeah, are the same. Interesting.
Self-aware, lazy people are the ones who actually lead the best lives.
Correct.
Because they know how to work accordingly so that they can still enjoy their free time. And at the same time, they're not bored in their free time because they have... they know that they're not... They are aware of the fact that they are doing the best that they could do at that point of time.
Correct.
Right? I think so. I could be wrong about all this, guys. Please take all of this, which is a huge plate of salt.
Plate of salt. Okay, last category I want to talk about, okay? Who are forced into laziness? Like retired people.
I was going to talk about retired people. All right. Your folks are retired, right? Your dad's retired.
Yeah. My dad is recently retired, like 3 weeks of retirement.
Has he ever brought up the subject of like, hey, you know what? There's something else that I've always wanted to do, or I want to go back to work, or I want to do something else?
No, he's waiting for work to start. Like he has this teaching job on the side that he'll go back to.
Right. So he's still teaching.
Yeah, he will teach. Like he was a pilot. Now he's going to take classes.
Here's the thing. Okay. Like now we work really hard in stand-up. Stand-up, you kind of do it for all your life until you're alive, right? Like I think Richard Pryor was doing his last few shows from a wheelchair, right? So you do it as long as you live.
Correct.
But at a certain point, you kind of know that you've done your best work. And then you just chill, right?
Correct.
And you know, you just have to do like, just the basic amount of work to keep that creative part of your brain functioning. So what do you do at that point with your life?
Nothing. You just be lazy.
So what do you do?
Take me through it.
We are in your fantasy world where you made all the money you've made and won all the accolades that you could have accomplished, right?
That is already a predecided answer. I'm not going to be like in one place. If my body allows it, I'm going to travel as much as possible.
Okay, so...
Which I do now Like, so basically, nothing will change in my life.
Okay, so you'll do all the things that you enjoy doing. Right. So what if you're... It's going to sound fucking horrible.
What does all this have to do with laziness is my question.
I want to know what your plan for laziness is in the long run. Which you're so...
Oh, like... work, you're so, what is my serious laziness passion?
What is your long-term lazy plan? Plan for your laziness,
Hey, dude, I'm lazy now also.
Okay. So you just continue that.
Yeah, I'll continue this verb version of laziness.
Interesting. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I think laziness makes me happy.
Right.
Well, what is the opposite of laziness?
being industrial. I don't know.
See, that sounds like a lot of work if that were true.
Or is it industrious? I think it's industrious. I could
really wrong. That's actually
let,
a word.
Let me Google it. Industrious. Industrious meaning.
For...
Diligent and hardworking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Industrious. That's the right word. Yeah, I don't know, man. An industrious person sounds like a machine, like a guy with well-oiled hair who's always having a clean-shaven look all of his life, who's not experimented with a hairstyle, who's not... look at my level
you don't
of
want to
a
be
badass.
That person.
He's not experimented with drugs. He's experimented with a hairstyle. That's the...
yeah. The only bad influence in his life was bad grammar. Like.
yeah, that's it. He's not done anything new. He's stayed in the same job all of his life. And he showed up every day. And if the company said, work on a Saturday, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll work on a Saturday. Work on a Sunday, I'd be like, Sunday also.
That's
and
it.
That's
so
how
the long-term takeaway from this podcast is laziness is actually a good thing.
It's a very good thing, dude. Can I please tell you a good story?
Let's finish this on a story. Go
so,
for it.
Like, my dad has a friend, right? Very fascinating guy. So, he retired at the age of 35.
Okay.
So, he basically was in Bangalore, decides the city life is very... commercial, there's too much of, for lack of a better word, without sounding too corny, it's too capitalistic, right? It's just centered around buying more shit and all of that, right? So he said, this is not the life that I want to live for the rest of my life. So he and his wife, just them both, they don't have kids. So they decide to like go and live somewhere in, I'm going to get the place wrong. It's either Dharamsala or Dharmasthala, which place in Karnataka?
Oh, Dharmasthala.
Dharmasthala, right? Dharmasthala. So goes there, buys a huge acre of land, plants it, lives off the land, he's growing food, cooks the food, has an amazing house, reading books, he goes basically in this amazing, beautiful
place. Partially like Amish life.
No. He doesn't have a horse and buggy and all of that, right? And I know this because of that Dave Chappelle joke, right? So it's basically just a very agrarian life, right? Just farming, right? And one of my friends, a friend of ours, who has a production house, went and made a documentary about him. And he says, like, you know, human beings are not meant to work and go for promotions and buy extra shit. We're meant to, like, just chill and, like, write poems and farm and all of that, right? And then I was like, this guy is so cool. I want to be like him. I want to go to a nice farmhouse. And then when I'm old, and I'm going to write only short stories, and I'm going to write movies, and I'm going to write books over there. And then that guy died after 5 years, dude, of the documentary of a massive heart attack. And I was like, oh, shit.
With no medical facility in sight.
Yeah, he just died. I was like, oh, crap. My entire dream is now ended very badly.
Yeah, now you have to rethink.
Yeah. So now
you have to buy farmland close to hospital.
No, or I should just become a workaholic. Maybe I'll live that way.
You won't know what hit you then.
Yeah. Like, he was very busy. He was industrious.
That's also your takeaway for today's episode, guys. You learned a new word. I hope you learned this. I hope that you didn't know this word before the podcast started. Awesome. Awesome, Rupin. Thank you. We don't have any shows coming up.
No shows.
We are not going to plug it. Yeah. We are not doing stand-up anymore. We retired.
Yeah, but can I please take the time to plug my stand-up video?
Yes, please. Do that. Okay. Rupin Paul. No, I'll do it for you. So okay. Rupin Paul just released a new stand-up video on YouTube. It's on his YouTube channel. Go on YouTube, search for Rupin Paul. And the video is called...
Can you really be happy and single?
Correct. Can you really be happy and single? Very insightful stand-up video.
It's not insightful.
That will make you laugh. That will make you laugh like a million times. So go watch it and like his channel, subscribe. And if you came from the podcast, do comment that you came from the podcast so we know about it.
Yes. Thank you so much,
guys,
for listening.
Data.
Thank you. And as always, follow us on Instagram. If you have listening to this for the first time, we have about 41 episodes recorded before this. So follow Krithath on Comic Curry at the rate Comic Curry. Yeah, and myself at the rate Paul Rupin. All right, and we shall see you guys soon in a episode that we will record if you're not too lazy. Thank you so much, guys, and have a good one.
See you. Bye-bye.